Hi, this is Carrie Phillips, and welcome to the first episode of the Young, Widowed, and Dating podcast series. During the podcasts, we'll explore hot topic issues as it pertains to dating after losing a spouse or partner. We'll also delve into everything from knowing when you're ready to date post-loss to getting remarried as a widowed person. I hope that you'll be part of the series and let me know what topics you want more of, what resonates with you, and what you'd like me to touch on for an upcoming episode. Today, we'll start out with a question that seems to come up time after time, and is typically one of the first questions that gets asked by both widows and widowers. How do you know when you're ready to start dating? In short, you never really know. One day you may think you're ready, and the next day you're totally repulsed that someone has even glanced in your direction. People sometimes think that widowers are ready to date right out the gate, but that's just not true of all widowers. Many are still not ready to date, even when society, friends, and family think they should be. Personally, it took me almost 4 years to be ready to date, and even then, I really wasn't ready. I spent so much of my time on the dating sites looking for my husband 2.0. Every man was held up to the measuring stick that was my husband. This person wasn't tall enough. This person's hair wasn't like my husband's. He wasn't this. He wasn't that. At some point, I realized that my inability to connect with anyone wasn't about the people on the dating sites. It was because I was looking for the impossible. I wanted my husband back. I wanted back what we had. I wanted all that I thought we'd have together. I really just wanted my life back. I wanted our life back. The reality is that my husband wasn't coming back. He wasn't going to miraculously set up a dating profile and wait for me to come find him. He was dead and not coming back. I needed to know that I would never find that relationship ever again and be okay with that. I had to realize that a new relationship couldn't be an extension of my marriage. This new relationship had to be fresh and brand new. Though I was certainly allowed to carry my grief with me as if I had a choice, I couldn't expect a new partner to immediately fit my grooves in the same way that my husband did. That connection and bond had taken years to develop. What we had come after years of trials and errors. It was unfair for me to expect this from a new partner, especially one I was meeting for the first time. Please stay tuned for an ad from our sponsor. We'll be right back. Sometimes we date and expect a new partner to be responsible for our healing. Let me say this for the folks in the back. It is not your new partner's responsibility to heal you. If our entire healing comes through a new boyfriend or a new girlfriend, then they also have the power to take us right back to day one of our grief if it doesn't work out. We have to be in charge of our healing. We have to do the groundwork on our own. Whether that looks like therapy, prescribed medication, fitness, or a widowed support group, we have to work on our healing and get to a place where a new partner becomes an addition to our life and not the person who gives us our life back. We have to be okay with being alone, or unfortunately, we'll begin dating out of desperation and loneliness versus dating from a healthy place. So often, we've been in wife mode or mommy mode, and we lose a part of ourselves. Discover who you are post-loss. What do you like? What hobbies spark your interest? What's on your bucket list? You have to be at a solid place in your grief before venturing back into the dating world. Honestly, my healthy place may look different from widow A's or widower B's place of healing. Some confuse dating with wanting physical touch or even a friends with benefits situation. I think you should try to figure out what it is that you're wanting. In an ideal world, are you looking for companionship, a cuddle buddy, or more? That will help lay the framework for what it is that you're wanting for this next chapter of your life. Remember, there's no right or wrong answer. The widow or widower who opts for a series of one-night stands doesn't love their spouse any less than the widowed person who waits 10 years to date. If you decide to be involved in non-committal relationships, I encourage you to be smart and make smart decisions to protect yourself emotionally as well as physically. Have fun. You don't have to get married to the first person you date post-loss, though some do. Discover your likes and dislikes. What initially attracted you to your spouse might not be the same things that you look for in a new partner. That's perfectly okay if your preferences have changed over the years and decades. It takes nothing away from the love you shared with your spouse. Ultimately, you decide when you're ready to date. Plus, you can change your mind when and if you want to. Don't allow friends, family, or even society to dictate how and when you date after a loss. Do what makes you happy. I also want you to know, if you never decide to date after losing a spouse, that's okay too. Don't be pressured by anyone to do something that's not in your heart and doesn't align with what you want your life to look like after losing a spouse. I ask that those who opt to date respect the decisions of those who choose not to. And if you're planning to never date again, then don't thumb your nose up at those of us who choose to. So, in conclusion, what are the 5 takeaways from this episode? 1, being curious about dating doesn't make you a bad person. 2, work on your own healing. It shouldn't be your partner's responsibility to heal you. 3, there is no right or wrong way to date after losing a spouse. 4, explore your options. What are you really looking for? And 5, have fun, but be safe. I hope you enjoyed the first episode of the Young, Widowed, and Dating podcast. Let me know your thoughts on the subject and be sure to check back for future episodes. Thanks so much for listening. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Young, Widowed, and Dating podcast, where we discuss topics pertaining to dating and loving after the loss of a spouse or partner. This is Carrie Phillips, and during today's episode, we'll be discussing widowed or single, choosing a marital status for your dating profile. Stay tuned.